Welcome to the sixth episode of The Punsters. In today's episode, we have special guest Jessica Barnes. Today's topics include Jake's sexual hugs, dysfunctional families, progressing in comedy, and relationships. So I hope you guys enjoy listening.
Right.
I don't know what styles of pie there are,
mm-hmm.
But you know, it's just three different pies.
It's a great story.
It really is. I'm glad, glad that I volunteered this information and wasn't asked about it.
My Thanksgiving, my little, like, some of my cousins were over, and my little cousin who's in second grade, for some reason she's talking to my sister and I don't know what she was saying, but she started saying, like, there's a web in my butt, or there's a web in my nose, or like all this weird, like, I don't know, just being a kid. And I think that I thought that I was just thinking it, but I said it out loud,
you
and
think
I was...
that you thought that you were thinking
it? Because as soon as I said it, I was like, I really didn't think that that was coming out loud. And I was like, to my sister, there's a web in my vagina, because I haven't had sex in a while. So I just thought it was funny to say that. And then my little cousin, of course, thinks it's the funniest thing she's ever heard. Uh-huh. So she runs around to all of my family and is like, Brittany just said there's webs in her vagina. And I'm like, no. Damn it. It was really funny.
You ruined that kid.
Yeah.
No.
She's ruined that. Well,
forever she's going to think that, like, if you don't have sex, there's going to be webs in her
vagina.
Well,
I didn't explain to her why I said that. But then she came up to me literally a minute later and she was like, I farted out of that web. And I was like, what? I don't know.
Really like to know what that meant.
Well, because
do I want to know? Figure it out and then tell me if I want to know.
Initial web she said was there's a web in my butt. So I don't know if that's what she meant, but she said that web as if she was referring to the web I was talking about. So I don't know.
She farted out of your vagina.
I didn't feel it, so I'm not sure.
All right. Welcome to what episode is this? Who knows?
Seven?
Six.
Six?
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to the sixth episode of The Punsters. I'm Raul Zambrano.
I'm Brittany Herzbrunn.
I'm Jake Tisharoon.
Today we have special guest, our first female guest, very funny standing comedian, Jessica Barnes.
Yay, the token uterus.
well, technically I think Brittany uterus would be the
Well, that's, token. She, you know, she's not a comedian.
I'm not a comedian. That's true. And, you know, I need some more estrogen in the room sometimes, you know?
So.
You guys can be a bit much.
Yeah, we're too so, macho,
yeah,
is what so you're saying.
That's
always
what
talking
I was
about
thinking.
Sports.
Yeah, I was thinking testosterone city.
Boy, yeah.
Testosterone.
Oh, it's like watching the Avengers,
yeah,
right?
You take one look at us and you're like, oh man, this guy probably lifts 1,000 pounds.
I mean, I'm just a gym rat, you know?
Yeah.
Just don't.
Oh,
go make me a sandwich.
I saw a lovely As Seen on TV item that you would probably need for all your gym rat usages.
Oh,
it protects your hair. I don't know what it's called, but it looks like it's a do-rag, and they're marketing it
as they invented it.
Yes, it has patent pending, or it has a patent pending. I can't even say that. Patented.
Sure.
That's hard to say.
Yeah.
Material that wicks away sweat from your hair and protects your $100 blowout you got, so you'll never need to skip the gym again.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, sounds boy. Like a frequency. Finally,
yeah.
Finally, some. Those are my two problems. Is like I'm always at the gym and I've got too much hair. Those are like the two biggest hurdles in my life.
Well, good thing Christmas is coming up. You know what to get you.
Yeah.
I'm
listeners?
Like obsessed with this commercial now. Like I it's not going to leave my head until I see what it is.
It's
like,
a ridiculous commercial.
I'm going to have to see.
It looks like it protects nothing but your forehead, to be quite honest.
I remember I saw this like entrepreneur show that I think it's called Shark Tank, where like people try to sell their inventions to like entrepreneurs who will invest.
The shark.
Yeah, Shark Tank and
street sharks.
Yeah, right. No, they were all sharks. And no, so this lady came up to them and was like, "My invention is this," and it was a speech bubble sticky notes. Like she thought she had invented sticky notes, pretty much. And even the sharks were like, you know, you know there's just sticky notes, right? She's like, no, no, but you don't understand. This is a speech bubble of sticky notes, and you can put it on your laptop. You can put it on yourself.
What?
Oh, I just, you know what it is? They didn't get enough examples of where you could put it.
Yeah, that's probably.
You could put it on your refrigerator.
Yeah.
On a notebook.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty much it, though.
You can put on a silly picture, and then you can say things.
Oh, yeah, like a family photo, and then it's like, oh,
scrapbooking.
Yeah. Oh, I'm a stupid.
You can use it for scrapbooking.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Oh, man.
Lots of usages.
Yeah, so, but for some reason, they didn't go for it. I don't know. These fucking fools. Wow. Fucking corporate America. Thanks, Obama.
That show always makes me really uncomfortable, actually. I don't like to watch
really?
It. Yeah, it makes me feel awkward.
It makes me feel like I should learn something about business.
You know? Or does it make you feel uncomfortable because you're like, oh, those people have their dreams crushed?
Well, a lot of them are so nervous during their presentations, and then the sharks are all very intense, and they start asking them a bunch of
shark-like.
Questions. And
they're shark-like.
Yeah, it's a shark tank.
It's a real shark tank.
Yeah. So I don't like...
Literally, at the end of the show, if they don't go for it, they just push the person into a shark tank.
Your product sucks!
Yeah, and boom.
Die.
Just a good
straight to death.
Yeah.
That would be cool.
Do you have any shows you watch, Jessica?
Television programs.
Television programs. I watch House Hunters a lot.
Oh.
I like international.
Yeah, international. I watch Income Property. I have like a weird fetish with
real estate.
Real
like
estate
this is a,
and
this, you said fetish. Is this a sexual turn on for you? Real estate.
It's a 1.5 million. Raouli.
Sorry, I mean, oh, you're right. We'll talk. We'll talk after the podcast.
And the answer to that question is yes, because the guy on Income Property is super hot,
nice.
Like super hot. And he knows how to fix things, and he's like rich because he's like a landlord of like 1,000 houses because he buys houses and fixes them up and then rents them out.
Mm-hmm.
He's the perfect man.
Yeah.
He's pretty much the perfect man. Yeah. That's it.
Nothing
that's
sexier
it.
Than money.
So if you didn't
well,
find
you
him.
You know what? You know, nobody wants somebody that's like going to weigh them down, okay?
Right.
I don't need somebody who's like a billionaire, but it's cool.
It would be
like,
nice,
go
though.
Places and when they can actually buy you dinner, that would be cool.
Well, all right.
Feminism.
Got sad for a second there.
Oh my God, I'm going to kill you after this. I'm going to kill you.
Love you.
I'm not going to feel ashamed because I want to be treated well. No, I'm not going to feel ashamed of that, sir.
No, you shouldn't.
Amen.
All right, now there's too many ladies in the room. I feel like there's too many ladies.
Should we start singing a Spice Girls song?
Yeah.
Is that what girls do when there's no guys around?
We just sing Spice Girls songs all day.
Oh, okay, go for it.
Yeah, I want to hear this.
Just pretend we're not here.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, tell me what you want. What you really want. What?
So just in a monotone.
Could you do any better than that?
I'm not a singer. Okay?
You could barely tell. Was that too mean?
I'm so sorry about my voice. I really feel weird about it. But this is like, if I don't make it really high-pitched, you won't be able to hear it.
Okay, so I want to ask you. You just said that one of the reasons that you like that show is because the guy on it is super hot. Would you ever watch a show just because a
the
guy...
The person was hot?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
No.
Because when I was in high school, there this girl that I knew who said that she loved the Pirates of the Caribbean movies. Because she thought that Captain Jack Sparrow was attractive, which is really not enough for me to like watch a movie. And there are a lot of women who like Doctor Who because they want to have sex with
Matt Smith
or the other guy, whoever, David Tennant. Mm-hmm. And I don't understand that at all because like I would never invest time in something just because there was an attractive woman in it.
Also, it doesn't really make sense because pretty much everybody on TV is attractive. So yes. Every show has very attractive people.
Yes.
So why not watch the good ones with the attractive people?
Yeah, I'm not watching True Blood just because Lizzie Kaplan was on it or something.
You saw a lot of her boobs, though.
You maybe I'll check it out.
Just watch those episodes.
Maybe I'll check it out.
What show is this?
True Blood. She was on She was on a few episodes of True Blood. She was making it a lot.
Lizzie Kaplan, yes.
Yeah.
There was
back
a
off.
Lot of nudity in the second season, wasn't there? Mm-hmm. Lots of nudity.
Yeah.
I don't know. No idea.
Just people like walking around naked
all the time.
Just like real life.
Walking on the grass. I need.
I better. Going to get the paper.
That's right. I'm walking toward you because I need to get to you, but I don't have any clothes on.
Take that, True Blood. Jeez, fiery takedown.
It seemed a little gratuitous.
I didn't.
Is
I,
what I'm saying.
I'm sure it was.
That's what gratuitous means when it's like unnecessary.
It's
right?
too much. Yeah, it's too much.
Too much.
I'm not familiar with True Blood, but I have to take your word for it.
That should be my middle name, is Gratuitous.
Jessica Gratuitous Barnes.
I am too.
People would call you Gratty.
Much.
Gratty.
Gratty. What's up, Gratty?
J-Grat.
J-Grat.
I like that. That's good. My Thanksgiving was pretty good, by the way. Thanks for asking, you guys.
Hey, how was
Thanks
your
a lot.
Thanksgiving, Howell?
Didn't I say?
Wasn't didn't the we first person that we asked that question.
Wasn't the first words of this podcast were, so how was your week, Raul?
No, I'm going to cut that out. So just, oh, okay. You guys all just seem like assholes didn't ask me about my fucking week and shit.
Well,
jerks.
I'm not the boss. Am I the boss? Because I'll run the show. I will. Go. I will start running this thing if you need me to. Do you guys need me to start picking topics?
Let's take some calls.
Don't make fun of me! Oh my god!
Wow. You have a very low threshold for making fun of you. Yeah. I was just pointing out that you take calls on your show and we don't have that technology.
We only have one shitty call. That's so. If we really were taking calls and they were good, then it would be.
Yeah, wait. In your whole show, by the way, Jessica Barnes has a show and it's called
Funny Love.
Yeah, and it's a radio show, which is great.
Brie and I were on it recently.
Yeah, yeah. I was asking you, how many calls have you gotten throughout the whole show?
The second episode, we got a bunch because Sunny had.
First of all, who's Sunny?
Sunny Rossetti was a guest on the show, and he actually, I think, had people call. Mm. So I gave it away, like, shocking. Anyway, but, and then we actually did have one relationship question because the whole point is for people to call in and ask about like sex and relationship questions and have comedians on.
Yeah.
So,
You had a bunch of calls on the second episode?
Second episode a bunch. And so like then we had two other, so like somebody called and left a message and that was a relationship question. And then we had one other one.
Oh, okay.
Which was like, wasn't it on your guys's when this random guy called in?
Yeah, yes. You asked me about smoking. You're like, oh, so you used to smoke. And then within 10 seconds of that, we got a call from some guy who wanted to tell us that he smoked meth.
He smoked meth, yeah.
And how tips for quitting.
Yeah. And I'm like, well, is there a patch or something? Is there a meth patch?
A meth
is there
patch.
Gum?
That would be nice. Wouldn't that be nice? But actually, I know that it was probably Sunny's friend because he sounded very similar to the people that called the second show, which is awesome because that means there were people listening.
Yeah.
listening live. Oh. And he does this thing where like he has a meth, e-meth pipe. That's like one of his, and he potentially is suing Saturday Night Live because they did that. They did like a sketch about the e-meth pipe. Sunny had YouTube videos up and he didn't, he was the only one, he was the only person who had it on the internet anywhere.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Is there like going to be like, is that going to be a whole new wave of e-drugs? E-cocaine.
What,
you could, but I feel like it's really, really wears itself out quickly. Like e-meth, e-crack, see, diminishing returns. That's the word for that. You could do e-meth, but then afterwards,
it's a little
not as fun.
Right.
But actually, the only one, because I think the only one that you would really want is meth and crack because those are both smoked out of a glass pipe and those can get really hot. Mm-hmm. So you can like burn your fingers or your lip.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I don't know enough about drugs.
Much about drugs.
Yeah.
I mean, I know a little too much.
Yeah.
But I've actually seen someone smoke meth in front of me.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Even though I asked them not to. I really don't. If you could not, that would be awesome.
And they're just like, oh, okay.
They were like, I can't not.
Yeah.
I had a guy ask me if he could smoke meth in my car one time. It was like a friend of a friend. And he's like, do you mind, you know, just in the back seat? And I'm like, I'd prefer if you didn't. It's like, oh, it doesn't smell. I'm like,
it doesn't.
that is so not the problem.
Yeah.
Of with you smoking meth in my car. Like, that's one of several issues I have with that.
How do you know someone who's friend? How, see, look, well, I know.
You don't know about this, but Jake actually used to be a hardcore, like, gangster in high school.
See, I'm telling you. I'm telling you. There's a lot of information that I believe that I do not know about Jake, mm-hmm. that he's hiding, and I don't like that.
No, he hung out with a bad crowd in high school.
Yeah, they were all really religious.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, no, I knew people that smoked meth. I've been around.
I've never known anyone to smoke meth.
Well, you should get on it, because it is great. When you go over to their apartment, and they're like, "You hear that? You hear that? It's my girlfriend fucking some other guy upstairs." I'm like,
what?
What the hell?
There was no sound.
This is a story.
That's the story. I went over to this guy's house, and we were outside of smoking cigarettes or something, and Jessica had to step away. So I went over there to his apartment, and we were just sitting outside smoking cigarettes, and like every 30 to 60 seconds, he'd be like, "You hear that?" I was like, "No, what are you..." It's like, "People having sex. You don't hear that?" I'm like, "No. No, there was no sound at all." And he eventually told me, first of all, he said it was his girlfriend having sex. Second of all, he told me that the night before, he'd woken up in the middle of the night, walked to Walmart, behind Walmart, mm-hmm. and saw his girlfriend fucking some other dude on a tractor behind Walmart. And I was like,
what
the fuck?
Crazy story.
And probably
almost too crazy, in fact, to be believed.
Seems not real at all.
Crazy enough to be a hallucination, in fact. That's how crazy it was.
Wow.
So you and this guy are no longer friends?
Well, he's sober now, as far as I know. But we don't know each other that well anymore.
Oh.
I've seen it. He might listen to this. We're friends on Facebook.
Well, good job getting sober, guy. I'm really proud of you.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Are you guys going to get some tamales?
Is there a tamale lady around?
There's a tamale lady screaming out there.
Nice. Is that what that was just now?
That high-pitched screeching?
Yeah, I thought it was like a phone vibrating.
That's
or
what I thought too, though.
Yeah, no, it's a lady selling tamales.
It didn't sound like get ready for fun.
Yes.
Yeah, it sounded quite scary, actually.
It sounds like something from Silent Hill. Yeah. Like,
yes!
When the world changes.
Yeah, yeah, right? Yeah, just everything just starts deteriorating.
Tamale ladies, yes.
Jessica, do you believe in ghosts?
Whoa, transition. Oh, Silent Hill, okay.
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah.
Do you believe in Pyramid Head?
Do I believe that ghosts exist?
Yeah.
Sure, yeah.
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
But I don't... I mean, have I ever had, like, paranormal experiences? No.
Okay.
So what makes you believe, then? Because my thing is, I don't believe because I've never experienced it, and for me, I would have to experience it to believe it.
Well, I think that probably one of the reasons why I believe is because my mom would talk about it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
My grandfather died when I was 3, and we had these dimmers in my grandmother's house.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever like, I would take a bath in the bathtub, and the heat would make the dimmers go on and off, would go up and, you know, like, the lights uh-huh. would go in and out like that, like, dim up, dim and out. And my mom would be like, "Oh, that's Grandpa," you know?
Grandpa freaking you out while you're in the bath.
No, I'd be like, "Oh, cool." Hey, like, yeah, right, because, yeah, I mean, I always had, like, I think that's actually my dad was like, "Oh, your mom shouldn't have taken you to your grandfather's funeral," because I was like 3 and I saw like open casket, like full blown.
Okay.
And I think that actually like helped me like just feel kind of comfortable with death.
You didn't turn into Dexter after that?
No, I don't. I mean,
although if you were Dexter, you wouldn't tell me, would you?
Well, if I were Dexter, you'd be number 1 on my list, buddy.
Yes.
Are you saying that I've killed people? Because he only kills murderers.
She doesn't have to have the same code.
Amen. Oh,
yeah, she's
true.
More...
What's your code? What have I done?
So you sexually harass your coworker.
That's... Okay.
Right? So let's... So... What happened, Jake?
Oh, he
retired.
No, I'm going to tell the story. Okay. Jake invited his boss, who's like this really hot girl, quotations.
When you say that, it makes it sound like...
It's a subjective. Just, yeah, it is. It's subjective, and I don't agree.
For listeners, this chick is hideous. No, I'm just kidding.
I don't think she's. I don't think that she is. That's just my opinion. He's allowed to have his opinion.
Yeah, yeah. You don't have to think she's that. But okay.
So yeah. She came to
you're,
say.
You're allowed to be wrong.
Hello. She came to say hello to you at the palace, and she and you hugged each other, or she hugged you, or is that what we're going with?
Well, we're going with what happened, so which you, is she said great show and then reached out for a hug.
She reached out for a hug and then Jake hugged her like in a sexual way, in a totally sexual way. Mm-hmm. And it was like, you know, made
you think less of Jake.
No, it just made me, well, I let me see. What did it just made me
It was probably
me
just,
is
the fact that he
made you sick.
Just less crotch next time, Jake. When you're
hey, look. She went in for the hug, so I feel like she was asking for it.
What was
and
that?
He pressed. No, yes, he pressed his body all the way up against her body. Yes, and you could just see the vibe. Like, oh yeah.
Did you kind of make like a.
Okay. Not like. Like on the inside, you could feel
right. No, he climaxed on the inside of his pants.
Okay, well, I can't. Nobody from my work can listen to this episode now.
I don't like picturing the sexual. Like picturing the sexual hug makes me want to puke too. So I can only imagine seeing it. Well, so sorry that happened.
All right, Jake.
Thank you. See, nobody thinks about me.
Yeah.
Just because you weren't involved at all, people suddenly feel like. You're not worthy of consideration.
Next time you want to hug people like that, do it in private, you fucking sicko.
Yeah.
Hey, look, I'm a voyeur. I'm an exhibitionist. I get off on giving my friends hugs in public. And you just have to live in that world.
Well,
sorry.
You're never going to hug me again. I don't want your crotch up in this area, making that noise in your head.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, we've hugged like 4 times over the last 5 years, yeah, so I think you're safe.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't hug.
I'm not a big hugger. I don't mind hugging. I'll hug if people want to hug me, but I'm not a person who
your preference is not hugging, I think, right?
It's just not a thing that I feel the need to do, but I don't mind it, but I'm never going to be one to be like, we need to hug. Bye. Unless I'm in a relationship with you, then I would like to hug you.
Well, we think
it's more appropriate than a handshake. Good to see you. Great sex we just had. Goodbye. Very formal.
Is it more? She probably just pat him on the back. You pat him on the back.
Yeah, like hey,
good job.
Like,
thanks.
Nice to try, buddy.
Now get out.
It's cute.
We'll have a tutorial next time.
You can defend yourself now, Jake, by the way.
Are
you admitting that you sexually harassed
him? Do you see the twinkle in his eye when he thinks about it? You can tell. Yeah. You can see it.
No, I don't know.
Wait, do you think about it again? Yes. I saw it.
I mean, I don't think that I gave her a sexual hug. I don't know what that would even be. I didn't grab her anywhere.
There was a sexual vibe.
Okay. You keep insisting that, so I guess I'll just have to say okay. I can't really argue with you.
Afterwards, you'll watch him hug Raul. And see
it's a world of difference.
I know.
He doesn't sniff my hair or lick my earlobes. It's completely different than what I saw. The crime.
Did you see
you totally noticed that we're talking about before she mentioned it, right?
No, yeah, absolutely.
You're like, oh man, that hug you gave her.
Yeah.
You can't be doing that in front of people.
Yeah, Jessica.
You have a reputation.
Right.
Okay.
But she gave me another hug after that, so clearly it didn't bother her.
No. I never said it bothered her. I'm sure that she appreciates your admiration.
I bet she does. Never listen to
this. Yeah, now.
Cannot tell her about this podcast.
How are you going to prevent her? Because she's listened to him before, hasn't she?
I don't think so.
Oh.
I don't think so.
Maybe exclude her next time we post it.
I mean.
You know, don't worry about
nobody,
it. Don't worry.
I mean, okay, this is all a joke.
I don't have a job. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know you're going to get fired because we're talking about the fact that you hugged her.
No, I'm going to quit so I don't have to face those people again.
You don't care that much about what people think.
I would care if I thought that they thought that I was a creep.
Yeah, but you are not saying it was in a sexual way. We are, so you're not a creep.
And I know I'm not a creep.
I am not saying you're a creep. Just because
you're implying it.
No, just because it made me sick to my stomach. That's not that you are a creep.
Just because I threw up in my mouth a little didn't make it, you know. No, you're a creep. I think you're a creep.
You certainly look like a creep.
Oh, well, fuck you.
Seriously.
Yeah, that was mean. I'm sorry. As I said it, it was like the webs in the vagina thing. I shouldn't have said it out loud.
I like it when Jessica's here because she's the only one that reacts when you say mean things about me.
No, people are like, yeah.
And she's like, why would you say that?
She's not a creep. No, I don't think that... Okay, she's hot. And he's attracted to her. He's allowed to like be yeah. like, yeah, yeah, you know,
you're
when
rub your
crotch. Allowed to reach into her pants whenever we hug, yeah, right? That's fine. Yeah.
I would never say that you looked creepy if I actually thought you did.
Just I know. I didn't. You made it sound like that was really sweet. I don't think. If you listen to the whole sentence, way less sweet. No, I did not think that you would. Say something like that if you thought it was true.
Oh, no.
This is like the most love that share absolutely. Towards each other right here.
I feel like you have to edit in some nice, like some music.
Yeah.
It's like a touching moment.
Really dancing around saying anything nice, but no, I think that you wouldn't say, if you thought something mean about me, you wouldn't say it. Dun,
dun, dun, dun. It's not going to happen. You don't have to do it.
Well, you just loop what I just did, and then you play that over the whole, right?
You do that, Raul.
Okay,
you
you're right. I'll do all the work.
The mouth, good. It's mouth music. It's music from your mouth.
Oh, is that what that means?
It's mouth music.
Okay.
You lay it on top of the other, mm-hmm. other.
I'm like Reggie Watts.
Yeah.
I'm exactly like Reggie Watts. Yeah. In many ways.
Yeah, you're black? You have an afro?
I wasn't even thinking of that, but yeah, now that you mention it.
So you're a dirtbag. So that's where we are, right?
Yep.
That's the culmination. Concluded.
I mean, you haven't even listened to all the podcasts yet, right? You don't even know how much of a dirtbag this guy is.
Yeah, I mean...
He's fucking disgusting. Like, so much filth.
Yeah, I mean, all the filthy stories I've told about...
Hey! You got a blowjob in the Walmart parking lot.
Yeah.
Wait, we talked about it.
It's pretty much what it is. He got a blowjob in the Walmart
parking lot.
I thought you were against blowjobs.
I thought you were anti-blowjobs.
Where did you hear that?
It is demeaning to women, Jake. How dare you?
Yeah. So why don't you like blowjobs, Jake? Equal rights because you can't give, so you don't.
You know what? Okay, let me say this. You're right. I don't like blowjobs, and if anybody out there wants to change my mind and straighten me out on this issue, I challenge you. Glad I got that out there.
Raul.
Huh? Is that my job?
I know you like a challenge.
Which episode is that blowjob story on, please? Because I really would like to listen to that.
I think it was on Brain Faust.
Yeah.
Okay. That was a pretty dirty show, it sounds.
Well, he's a filthy man.
Oh, no. Oh, just careful with the...
Oh, I'm sorry.
You know.
Don't mention the other shows. Can't do that. If anybody's listening, that's what he meant.
Yeah, that sounds like a very filthy show.
Yeah, he's a filthy man, as I said.
Yes.
He's a disgusting, basically inhuman monster.
Which is why you guys are friends.
That's why he's... Yes. Of course, I'm kidding, Bryant, if you're listening.
He would love that. He would love that, don't you think?
If I thought he was
gross? Someone said that he was like a filthy person, he'd be
you
like,
think
yeah.
He would love that?
Oh, yeah. What? He was the one who's like, said something about strippers or something. Like, oh, I meant to say that. I want to keep it in.
Yeah.
Yes. Don't, you don't need to edit it out.
He said something really racist, and then he's like, no, that's fine.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, by the way, if you were offended by anything Brian said, Raul offered to edit it out, and he's like, nope. It's great. This is a good reputation for me.
Yeah. My mother's going to listen to this. She'll be proud.
That is what he said.
Yeah, no. And his mom did listen to it.
Nice.
Like, it was. She posted on Facebook, great work. So.
See, that is so nice.
Yeah.
My mom is a bitch.
you don't think she's going to listen to this?
No. Mom doesn't use computer.
Can I ask why your mom's a bitch?
Oof. Is it too much to get into? If it's too personal, we do not have to get into
it. It's not too personal. Well, my mom decided when she was 49 years old to start smoking crack.
Out of the blue?
Out of the blue.
Really?
How do you do that? How do you wake up one day?
There was no even, like, gateway drugs?
Well, this is how it happened. This is how I experienced it.
Mm-hmm.
So she just started going, like, she's bipolar, my mom.
Mm-hmm.
And she kind of just, like, let go. Because you kind of have to hold on to reality a little bit. You know, you have to, like, you know, take your meds. You have to, like, you know, take care of yourself and all that kind of stuff. And she was just like, fuck that. I'm done doing all
that.
I'm
over that.
Yeah. And she, so usually what we would do when she would get ill, like when she would have an episode, is we would take her to the hospital, like talk her into going to the hospital. That kind of got old after a few years. She was sick of that. She was like, no, I'm not going. You're going to have to call the police on me. And so she was like in and out of the hospital, like, I mean, oh my God, probably like 3 or 4 times a month for like a year and a half. And every time she was in the hospital and we'd go, like the whole family would go and like have like a meeting, a family meeting or whatever. And I could see her face like, I'm getting out a few days and you guys can all go fuck yourselves. You know, I'm going to go do what I want to do, which is smoke crack.
Yeah.
And she started hanging out with all these like really disgusting people and like having and like these
people like Brian Fest.
Well, a little couple notches, couple of notches, maybe lower on the totem pole. But he did share some things with me that I won't share. But anyway,
good bringing it up.
But yeah, so my mom, and she just like, it's just been hell, like literal hell, since 2005. And she now has been evicted from her home of like 17 years or 20 years or something.
Jesus.
And so now she's living in a convalescent home,
mm-hmm.
which is like, it's just, I mean, I was actually talking to Jake and Raul today, but it's just like when I talk about it, it's like talking about something, someone else's life. It's like the Twilight Zone.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Because, like, I knew that my mom was ill, but she, I think that when you have a parent that is not well, you always hope that you're going to be able to help in some way. And, like, make their life better and take them places that they were never able to go themselves and that kind of thing. And when it went south, I was like, whoa, like, wait a second. Like, this can't happen. Like, this is not the way that I thought it was going to go. Like, this, wait, stop, you know?
Yeah.
I was like, I think that the hope for the future that I had seen was the thing that I had to let go of and more than what was actually happening.
Yeah.
Like when I think about it, you know, she really did want to do drugs and party like the whole time, you know, but she didn't. And she stopped doing that. Actually, looking back, I remember these people that she was like hanging out with when I was like 3. And they started coming back, and I was like, So it took me, like, years to, like, put it all together that she used to smoke crack. Because she had mentioned it one time. She said, have you ever done cocaine? And she's like, yeah, I did. And she said, you know, I had to stop because I liked it too much. That was, like, one time out of, like, you know, 20 years or 20-plus years of talking to her about it. And then realizing that she had done that before and that she stopped for us. And then when everything was, what happened was she was done with like all of her goals. She had these, I can go into all her goals. Like she had like hopes for her life and all those hopes were kind of completed. She'd reached all of those things that she had hoped for. And she was like, well, now what, you know? Mm-hmm. And then, like, me and Danny were off doing our own thing and having our own lives, and she was like, probably like, well, I really want to smoke crack,
so I'm going to do that now. Okay.
And like I said, like we were swooping in and trying to get her to come back. And then you could tell that she was just like, no, this is what I want to do. Like, you're not going to be able to stop me.
Yeah.
But my grandmother it was a lot harder for her to pull away. Because over the years, she would swoop in and just, like, enable every, like, bad decision. And she would totally indulge her on everything. And like, with her illness, you know, she has to take really good care of herself. So if she doesn't, she fucks up her life. She overspends. She's, you know, it's bad. It's bad news. But my grandmother would, because of the guilt that she felt, and my mom would help her feel through mm-hmm. manipulation.
Yeah.
She would just swoop in and kind of take care of everything. So it's been, and by the time my grandmother said, okay, yeah, I should not be enabling her anymore, my mom was like 53 years old. You know what I mean? So it's like, it's not like she can like be like, oh, cool, like I'm going to learn how to do my life without my mom like coming in and swooping, taking yeah. care of everything. You know, it was done. But it's been really rough. One of the big things that I learned after going through school and like going through therapy and doing the whole thing is like, it's not my fault. Mm. Like, watching Good Will Hunting was not good enough. Yeah. Like, it wasn't. That didn't do it for me.
Yeah.
That's so strange.
That's, you know? Yeah.
That changed my life.
I mean, I was assuming that was what, like, the, you know, going for school was that, what, it was just, they put on Good Will Hunting and they're like, congratulations. You graduated.
Everything you need to know is in this.
In this movie with Matt
Damon. In case any of you are math geniuses, that's really helpful. Was he a math genius or just a regular genius? Yeah. I've never seen it.
I think
that is so weird.
He was a total genius.
He was a total genius. That was a touching scene, though. But yeah,
with Robin Williams.
That was rough. Yep, that
was a good movie.
But that was, I mean, really, it was like realizing that my dad is a narcissist. But he's allowed to be a narcissist. You know, he went through a lot in his own life. Mm-hmm. And, like, forgiving him for that, but also having boundaries and saying, you know what, it's not good to open my heart to him. And it's not good. Like, actually, I was thinking about it on the way here that I watched this little video about emotional vampires. Because in July, I was living with my friend who is like that. She'll, like, kind of suck your energy out. But I can be like that, too. So anyway, they talked about narcissists and how like you can't, it's all about them. And if you draw a boundary, you need to draw a boundary that's about them. Uh-huh. Like,
how do you do that?
Like if you say, so like my friend, she was also a narcissist and so if say I didn't want to do something for her, like I don't want to do her dishes. Mm-hmm. And I'd be like, I would say, oh, you know what? Hey, I can't do the dishes because I know that I'm not going to be able to do the dishes to your standards. And I know that that's going to hurt you. Uh-huh. And so I can't do the dishes. Like, you have
that's
to make...
That's why I don't do dishes ever.
And they're like, damn.
Because I don't want to hurt anyone.
It's not good enough for me.
Yeah.
I'm just a real dish perfectionist.
Yeah.
So but you have to make everything about them.
Yeah.
Everything.
Yeah.
And I watched the video and it's so short. They said, don't pin your self-esteem to their approval. And it's like, click, like, and that was something that I didn't learn in school, you know?
But that movie was enough for that. Good Will Hunting, not enough. This movie.
This was like a little clip. It was this like was a little, enough. Like,
2-minute video.
Clip.
I was like, all right.
Yeah.
This sticks my life.
I think that going through school and just, like, understanding attachment theory and just, like, kind of realizing that you're, because when you're a kid and your parents can't handle you, you feel like it's because you're too much.
Yeah.
But it's really because they can't handle anything. And my parents can't handle anything. Yeah. They cannot handle anything. And so that's also something that you kind of have to get over. But I don't know. Mm. I feel like I'm rambling.
No, you're fine. It's crazy to me because, like, my family is very, like, tight-knit, very traditional family where, like, you know, like, obviously, like, my parents are still together. We all live at home, essentially. My family problems are, like, my parents love me too much, you know? Like,
hey, when they're always asking how your day was.
Yeah, they're always checking, asking me, hey, where are you and stuff. I'm like, oh, stop it already, you know?
It
yeah.
does get annoying.
It absolutely does, actually. But
Rebel's like, bragging right now.
Yeah, yeah. No.
That's what he's doing.
But it's just, and it's just crazy to me that, like, I guess, you know, I have it so easy.
You know? Yeah, when you, somebody that has gone through actual stuff, you're like, oh, boy, my life's been so easy.
Yeah.
Until this point. Like, yeah. Wow.
You know, they're like, you know, oh, you don't have to move out until, you know, whenever you feel ready. And I'm sure, you know, other people, other families are like, as soon as you turn 18, you get the fuck out, you know?
Yeah, when I turned 18, it was like, if you don't go to school, you're going to pay rent.
Yeah, yeah, and that's crazy.
That kind of thing. Yeah. But it's funny when I tell you guys these stories, and you both are just like, deer in headlights, like, I don't know what to say, you know?
Well, I'm so sympathetic.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Obviously, I can't relate because, like, right. you know, I have a very, you know, like
if somebody's
family,
yeah, we fucking get it, right?
My family, oh my God.
Like, if somebody's grandparent dies, I can be like, oh, yeah, I know.
Yeah.
That's tough. I know what that's like. But when it's something like my entire childhood, I was raised by a narcissist, my parents are drug addicts, I'm like, my dad watches too much football sometimes, so I know I know what you're going through.
I wish you would pay more attention to me.
Yeah. Boy, he coached my sports games when I was a kid, but he could have been a little bit better of a coach.
You could tell he liked Jimmy better than he liked you.
Like, I could tell he didn't think I was the best player on the team. So that really, like, I feel you. You know, with your mother's constant hospitalization. It's basically the same thing.
Yeah.
By the way, in case my dad listens to this, that was fiction.
Okay.
Yeah. It was not at all real. It was just a joke.
Your dad listens.
I was
there yesterday, and I really don't want my dad to know anything about comedy. I don't want him to know about my radio shows.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, we did the whole, like, you know, prayer thing. Like, uh-huh. He's really into, like, Jesus.
Oh, okay.
And heard of him. But he kind of, and I want to do, like, some bits about how, like, whoa he is about it. He's uh-huh. so, like, he uses religion as a weapon.
Uh-huh.
Like, I believe in Jesus, and if you don't, well, I'm right and you're wrong, and I'm going to show you that I'm going to heaven and you're going to hell. And, like, he will do that when he's driving. Like, you're going to hell.
He's condemning other drivers.
Oh my God. Like, he has, like, super rageaholic. He's, like, super rageaholic. And, but yeah, my brother, I told my brother very clearly, do not tell him that I've been doing comedy. Don't talk about it. I'm not talking about it. I'm not opening that. And it's, like, funny because, you know, the whole, like, my show is about sex and love. And, like, you know, I hope to have, like, you know, porn stars on there and stuff. And my dad is such a hypocrite.
Right.
You know what I mean? He's like, oh, Jesus. And he told me that masturbation was a sin, which, I mean, whatever, arguably, I don't even know, but...
Not really, like, arguable.
Does it say in the Bible, don't touch your parts? Like, nope. I don't know.
It's something about spilling the seed.
Spilling your seed. Well, we don't have seeds.
I know that story. Okay, so there's this guy, from the Bible. This guy, he got married, and then he died. So now his brother is supposed to marry his wife.
Uh-huh.
So his brother has sex with his wife, but he doesn't want to get her pregnant, so he pulls out.
Uh-huh.
And he spills his seed on the floor,
uh-huh.
and so God kills him or whatever. And people use that out of context to say that because he spilled his seed, that is evidence that God hates masturbation. But it's really just, if you are fucking your brother's widow... Uh-huh. You need to finish inside her. That's God's real problem.
You're supposed to give the woman children. That's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah. But don't pull out. That's God's problem. Don't pull out.
Come in a sock. Just don't spill
your seat. Just not on the floor.
There's toilet paper.
In a rented tuxedo.
Yeah, that's it. I mean,
filthy.
No, that's fair. That's fine. Am I dead? God was like, no, I get you, man.
All right.
God was like, you did what you could.
Yeah, you did what you did, son. No, that was probably just really nice carpet. And God was like, are you serious right now? And he was just like, smite, motherfucker. You know?
Yeah.
And like Jessica right. said, we have no seed to be spilled, so well.
That's right. Yeah, we can do it all day long. Yeah,
all day. I could do it right now. Yeah. I won't.
Fair.
Yeah, but I don't know. It's just like thinking about. Well, oh, I wanted to tell this story. I'm going to tell this story.
Good.
Tell a story.
So my dad, you know, he's very much like I think that I, you know, when I got my my period, he was like, oh, ask me, you know, ask me anything. And I was like, yeah, right, let's test that.
So, I'm going to push it to the limit.
Right? So I asked him two questions. I think one was like, why is it pleasurable to have sex or something like that? And after the second question, he was just like, he was just like, you know, you need to think more about God.
You're a filthy girl, Jessica.
Flipped out, right? And so then later, my stepsister would always, like, she's a fucking klepto. She just loved to, like, be all up in people's, like, business and space and stuff. So they would have a lock on their door, but somehow she got in, I don't know, and she stole a porn video from my dad. It was awesome. And then, of course, it's like, what do you say? Right. You have, like, a family meeting, and you're like, so I know that I have said all of these things and everything, but do you guys have my porn video?
Right?
Yeah.
We can talk about comedy.
Yeah.
Let's do.
So I've been doing stand-up comedy for a few months now. Raul and I, 2 days ago, we just had a show at the Comedy Palace.
Yep.
Jessica, where the creepy hug took place.
That was where the incident occurred. Jessica and Brittany were both there for support.
Thank you guys for coming, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
It was a really fun show. Awesome. We both did really well. And Mateen was the one who produced it, which he did a great job. There was a lot of people there.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, different than doing an open mic where there's no one there. So it's always a good thing. And we were also on Comics Talk Comedy this week.
We were.
Which was awesome.
Which you may or may not have heard because they ran out of bandwidth like the day after they posted it, I think.
Yeah.
Bummer.
But that was a lot of fun. Jeff's cool. I don't know what else to say about that.
Yeah.
How's your comedy week, Jessica?
My comedy week?
Yeah, like how do you feel being in the comedy scene in San Diego?
Oh, I did the Math House this week.
Oh, yeah?
How was that?
It was a Tuesday night, That's what I have to say about it.
It's your review of the show.
It was a Tuesday night.
Yeah.
But I did tell you guys that the host, which I don't remember his name, I think his first name is Chris. Do you remember his last name?
Yeah, Chris Dolberg.
Dolberg. He fucked that crowd up so bad. Mm. I told you that he talked about hurricanes.
Yes.
Remember? Right. Yeah. He awkwarded. He just poured awkward all over them.
Just awkward juice all over the face.
Right.
That was awkward right there.
I forget you're a visual person, so you're just like.
Yeah, he shot awkward all over everybody.
Okay.
And so that was fun. And
I had to fill in because the other host dropped out.
Did he? No. What do you right, do? You know again. The story? Do you know the story?
I don't
you
know
just
the
making
story.
Shit up.
Well, the other host didn't do it. The guy who was originally planned.
Yes,
to host.
True.
I Which don't know if like, there's any other
maybe,
story.
You know, maybe the date and the time and the moons and all the stars that were lined up.
Right.
You know, it was going to be an awkward show, no matter what.
Yeah.
So, either way.
Who headlined? Heather.
Heather Trimble.
Heather. Yeah.
Yeah.
Heather.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you watch her?
I did not.
Okay, she's pretty good. She's a funny person, and because she was my headliner when I did Mike Mitchell's show, and she's really good actually. Yeah, and she also has she's the host of The Office, right here in North Park.
The show on NBC.
Yep, the show on NBC.
she's the host. Yeah.
She's.
You never see her because they never introduce.
She's John Krasinski. John Krasinski.
Oh.
But I was asking, like, how do you feel like you're doing in the comedy scene, or like, have you compared? Because I know you used to do like the Bay Area as well, right?
I'm from the Bay. Like, I started comedy in the Bay Area.
Yeah.
And when you are me and a baby comic, you get a little excited, as I do a lot. I get a little overexcited. And like when I came into the scene, I was just like, oh my God, these are my people. And like finally I found my like group of people that, I'm a part of. And then you meet like some of them a little bit like too, you get a little too close too quick. And then you're like, oh shit, that was a bad idea, you know? And I
You're talking about us?
No. I think I was just so excited, and I had some really bad experiences, like producers / comedians that were like sexually harassing and stuff like that, or like, or just very like, you know, like producers of bringer shows, like, oh, you didn't bring, and so like, I just didn't realize all the stuff that comes along with it, you know, that's actually just, that's normal. You know, when you do like the lowest on the totem pole, you're gonna get like, they don't really care about you. They don't care about like your, you know, mindset before you go on. They don't care. They're just like, you need to make me money and that's it. So I didn't realize how, it was like so awesome and so painful at the same time. And so it was just so many things. It was like, I was so happy and so scared, and so, and it was so like, I was having all these like weird experiences. And so, but I think that people, when you come into, when you're new to any of the comedy scenes, they might challenge anybody and everybody. They're just like, yeah, who are you? Like, are you really gonna, cause like some of the new comedians that even come into this scene, which I feel that this scene is very, I mean, everybody's really cool. Everybody's really mellow. Like people aren't.
Thank you.
They're not rude.
About me, right? Yeah. Thank you.
I was talking about James Schrader.
Oh boy, that fucking guy.
Jake's true love.
Everybody's true love.
Yeah,
everybody. Everybody would like to hug him in a sexual way.
I would hug him in a friendly way.
You're the only woman in San Diego.
Yeah, pretty. You are the only woman in San Diego. You're
the one holdout.
He seemed very nice. I don't know what other.
You see him do his comedy, you'll change his mind. Change your mind.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he
it's a lot of jokes about how good he is at eating pussy.
Right.
Yeah.
It's an advertisement. It's good stuff.
He's like the opposite of you.
Yep. He's the opposite.
He's good at comedy.
I'm his evil.
He eats pussy.
He's got a lot of hair.
Yeah.
A ton of hair on that guy.
I did say that one.
He does. He has very thick, luxurious hair.
Luxurious. Yeah. But everybody is very nice here, but like even new comedians that come in, people will kind of ice them out because they don't know them and they've only seen them once. And they're like, you know, I don't want to invest in someone who's going to just, you know, come and then disappear. You know, I only want to invest in people who are going to be consistent, which I totally understand.
Yeah. Well, there are plenty of people who I'll see at one open mic and never see again, you know, like I'll just see them do it once and then I'll never hear from them.
Yeah.
Again, I'm sure there were a couple of people at the Palace on Monday who were first-timers. I would be surprised if I saw them again.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Which, like, so you asked me how I feel like I'm doing in San Diego. I really, really love the scene. Except for you guys, I'm taking it really slow around getting... and one other person, I'm taking it really slow around getting to know them. Mm-hmm. But you guys already know about that. And so... yeah, taking it slow. But as far as like, I really like, it's everything that I wanted. It's a small scene. Like, I feel like I can really like kind of do the growing. Because the reason why I came from the Bay to San Diego is because I wanted kind of a smaller actual geographic, you know, section.
Smaller map
to navigate all the mics and stuff. And I just wanted to come and learn, you know, and just like, just do work and, you know.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel your comedy's like progressed since the Bay Area?
Yes. I mean, I don't do jokes that I don't absolutely love. So like when I was in the Bay and there were my new jokes, I really did love them. And like, I really do love the jokes that I have now. And hopefully I'm progressing in like my writing. I mean,
Dan Harumi, I've already talked about this, but Dan Harumi is such a great writer.
Yeah,
he's so complete. Like, he takes a thought and he completes it. And he completes it at the mics in 3 fucking minutes. Yeah. And he still has time for, like, other jokes.
Yeah.
Which makes me want to kill him. So the paranoia around him believing that people want to kill him is actually true. Right. Yeah.
You're his assassin.
You're his assassin.
His lazy assassin. It's you.
I'm his procrastinating assassin. Yeah. I just want to learn as much as I can. Yeah, I want to learn as much as I can from him before I kill him.
Mm-hmm. No, okay, that makes sense. Yeah.
You are like Dexter.
Oh.
I didn't watch Dexter.
Well, you get the premise. It's a guy who is a serial killer that kills serial killers.
Yeah. Yeah.
I did watch like the last few episodes though.
Oh,
I feel sorry for you.
I know.
The whole show is really good except for maybe the last season.
Mm-hmm. Just like Battlestar Galactica.
What?
Right, guys?
Nope.
Justin?
Okay. I only watched the 80s version of Battlestar Galactica.
Was that good? Because I did not see that.
I don't remember. I was the baby.
Oh.
I would really like to watch it. I just haven't gotten around to it yet.
Yeah, well, when you do, we'll continue this conversation.
Okay, cool.
Do you bring up Battlestar Galactica in every conversation?
I try to.
Okay, just questions.
No, I don't really think about it that much, but since I wrote that joke about it, it's been coming up a lot more. Like, Mateen, every time he's spoken to me, he's like, did I catch you when you're not watching Battlestar Galactica? And I'm like, yeah, I'm usually not watching it, but...
It's always weird when people, like, quote jokes that you do back to you.
Reference the joke to you.
Like, I don't know. Like, I wonder... I think the one that's been referenced to me the most is Christian D&D. I don't even do it anymore. I haven't done it in such a long time. Yeah. But it's weird that that's the one that, I guess, sticks to people. But even though it's an okay joke, but I haven't flushed it out. Like, it's not...
It's whatever it is. I mean, you got something there when you know it's memorable.
Yeah, at least that. But I just have to flesh it out more because I'm just, you know, now I progress to a point where I can see, you know, weaknesses in jokes, and that.
And you're like, oh, I got to rewrite my whole act.
Yeah, pretty much. but I can see that one. I'm like, I haven't fleshed it completely out, and so I'm like,
you know, people don't know what joke you're talking about.
Oh, that's so. Well. What I'm saying. Well, I'm just trying to explain that, you know, that
the process.
Yeah, the process. And, well, now I lost my train of thought. Thanks, Brittany.
You're welcome.
Oh, God.
You're welcome, listeners.
How do you, what brought you to the point of seeing the weakness in a joke? Like, how do you know just, I now? Guess,
now, with the new stuff that I write, I just feel like it's, how do I explain it? With the new stuff I write, I just feel like it's a little more complicated than the stuff I used to do when I started. Because when I started, I was doing long form jokes in a one liner fashion, which is not ideal.
So explain that, please.
So what that means is essentially like I was doing things that you would think would be like a longer joke, but I would just only have one punchline and I would move on to the next joke, which isn't a good idea. I should try to expand it as much as I can. And have many punches in between.
But I do that now. I do that now. I start with a one-liner, and then I'll expand when it comes. Like, as it comes.
And it's just... But I wasn't doing that when I started. I was just kind of like, okay, I have one punch in there. Great. Now for the next joke. You know, which is... No, that's not a great...
And it's like writing a street joke, where it's just a couple minutes of setup and then one punchline.
Yeah, which is...
I mean, I didn't notice that you were doing that, but that's what you're describing.
Yeah.
And, like, that's when I know people are telling a street joke on stage. Like, so, my grandfather said this thing to me, and then they tell this...
Really elaborate...
You know, minute to 2 minute story about some repeating theme over and over again, and it's not funny at all. And then right at the end, there's one big punchline. I'm like, you didn't write that.
Yeah, that's street joke.
Yeah.
What does that mean, street joke?
Like, guy walks into a bar...
A bit commonly well-known joke.
Yeah, that's a street joke.
Yeah.
And they'll, like, expand it with all kinds of bullshit?
No. They'll just straight up tell a street joke on stage. I've seen that. Specifically at the ACC.
I know which one you're talking about.
Yeah. There's one guy that does
it every time.
Every time.
The same one, too. It's like, you didn't even make that up. What makes you think that, like,
and
you're so clever?
It's so long. It's so long.
It is really long. Yeah. It's not worth it. But
yeah.
I hope that guy's not listening.
Yeah. He doesn't. It's all I don't know very who he vague. Is, so. So
yeah, I don't have no idea who you're talking about.
What's your favorite room, Jessica?
What is my favorite room?
Yeah, yeah. Which one do you like the most?
You know, I really like ACC, not because I really love the stage, but I do love that there are people there.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, you go and there are people that will laugh at your jokes and stuff. I really like that a lot.
It's a weird experience.
It is. It's a weird experience, but it's also really like just a fun hang. I really love going and just like being with my friends and, you know, just like goofing around. And, you know, I really love, I've told Tommy this and I already yelped it and everything, but I think that Tommy with the music, like he just makes it like a really fun night.
Yeah.
You know, and just the atmosphere. That's one. That's my favorite.
But Mike Uhl is a fantastic host.
He is a fantastic host. I don't like that you have to have everything like all solid. I like the palace because you can go up there and you're super like you can. It's a mic. You go up there. There are people ish, whatever. But you can go up there and you can work shit out. That's what the whole point is.
Yeah, you
and that's
can't
what
work
like.
Out stuff at the ACC. Like you can judge so much. And it is, I mean, yeah, I feel like that's the open mic where you do want to bring your material in because there's people watching and you can actually get booked from it, you know?
Yeah.
It's like the only open mic that can actually, you know, take you somewhere. And I think that's why, you know, you probably do want to do your material. Plus, like, bombing there just feels so bad.
Tell me about it.
Yeah. What happened to you, Jake?
Well, I bombed at ACC on Tuesday.
Oh, you did?
It wasn't that bad, but it didn't go well.
Was that the second time you've gotten up there?
Yes. The first time went okay, the second time, not that great. It was not a great crowd. I mean, nobody was doing really well, I don't think. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's true.
But yeah, I could have done better. I could have been more prepared. For some reason, I was more nervous getting up there than I was on Wednesday getting up in front of like an actual audience for a big show. I don't know what it is. There are some moments where I'll get nervous with no real explanation.
Yeah,
but you knew that the crowd was probably weird at that point. If other people were not doing well, you were like,
Before I got there, I was nervous. Oh. I was like nervous driving. I was like,
oh that's weird.
I don't know why.
Yeah.
That's odd.
Interesting. You probably should have masturbated before you came.
Yeah.
It's always good.
On the drive over.
Yeah. While you're driving.
That's good advice.
Or just at ACC, I guess.
Yeah, bathrooms.
Yeah. I mean, there's a stall in there.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not like those men's bathrooms are really clean.
Yeah, not after I'm done with them. That's for damn sure.
I'm sure you masturbate all over.
Well, what do you think that is on the walls?
I don't want to know.
Jonathan Bird reference.
Yeah.
But I don't... Why don't... What?
There's the comic that does pretty much that joke almost every time. He's like, yeah, and then I come all over these walls over here.
No, actually, he said they were jerking off elephants.
Oh, okay, is that what he
said? And the elephants came on.
It's always come on the walls. He just likes to do that.
That's pretty creative, I would say, jerking off elephants. I think that's
onto
creative.
Walls, as if they're in a house or something. That's silly.
Yeah, that's for people to do, jerk off onto walls. Come on.
The logic of this joke makes no sense.
It really falls apart when you think about it.
So I did want to ask about today, when the bathrooms had a spoon and a fork on them.
Oh, yeah.
And that was confusing, wasn't it, Jake?
Yeah. Well, we were at a restaurant, Cafe 21 in downtown, for brunch, because we're cool and we're friends. Mm. That's what friends do. They have brunch.
By the way, Jessica went to the wrong one at first.
There's
two of them.
Yeah, I went to the bathroom, and there's two doors next to each other. And one of them has a spoon on the door, and the other has a fork.
I think that the spoon would be for women.
Yeah, why? That's what I said.
Why?
I looked at them and I was like, which one am I?
I think a spoon, it seems more delicate. Forks have prongs. They poke things. That is just, that's my only, that's my initial feeling, is that a spoon would be for women.
Okay.
Would you have taken that risk? Would you have been like, oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they have a cavern. They have like a, they have an indentation. They are concave, as some parts of women have. Yeah. Caverns.
What part?
Or canyons.
I don't know what you're talking about.
The mouth? Is it the mouth?
Indentations.
Dimples.
Just indentation.
Dimples? Guys have dimples too, Jessica.
Yeah. Come that on. Is sexist.
Yeah.
Sexist.
So which one did you go to? Who are you as a person? Are you a spoon or a fork? Which one did you go to?
Boy, that is a big question.
I like to be the big spoon, so I chose the spoon.
Oh. That sounded mean, but that was actually very sweet.
I didn't say it. I didn't even mean it to be mean.
But, yeah, but your tone of voice was like, but then it was actually very
nice.
Well,
that's just my Jake imitation voice. That's how Raul and I talk for you.
Which, by the way, when I first heard myself on the podcast, I was like, oh, I have a much higher voice than I thought. And your impression of me is so low. Like, oh, I'm just like...
Well, our impression of you is just always like, oh, I'm fucking Jake.
My name's Jake.
That's closer. Yeah. That actually is closer than what you're doing.
I like his better.
Okay, do you do an impression of Raul? Because he speaks in a very, very specific way.
I don't actually make fun of...
I can only do an impression of you telling that one joke about incense. Marijuana incense.
I do. I say marijuana.
You too.
No, I say marijuana.
No, he doesn't.
It's a G. It's
marijuana.
A G. Am I saying marijuana?
Say like marijuana.
No, he doesn't.
But I do. I have a G in there.
Marijuana.
A G in there.
Yeah.
You say it weird.
You're just racist. That's all it is.
He says it. You know what? I can think of it. He says it a little funny, but not how you.
Yeah, I'm sure. Say it funny. Justin.
A lot of the things that you say like trails off at the end. Uh-huh. Like that's stolen. Like it kind of like
stolen.
Oh, stolen. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, yeah. Like a lot of your stuff.
Just
like
a regular pizza.
That's stolen.
Yeah. Well, my jokes have like I literally like I say it in my head once, and that's the way I do it forever. And so I think anyone can do say my jokes because I say my jokes exactly the same way pretty much every time.
No, I know, but you also speak in that way.
Yeah, you have a way
of stuff like trails off.
I'd love to see someone like actually do an impression of me. You know, because I don't think...
I,
okay. What is that? Yeah, I stutter. Thanks. That's a problem.
That's as good as it's going to get.
I don't know. Fine, what were we talking about?
Do I tell
Oh, so are you a spoon or a fork?
Am I a spoon
the
or a fork?
The audience is dying to know, bro.
Fork. I'm a fork.
Is that what you really chose?
I disagree.
He's a forker.
I am forking a lot of people, let me tell you.
Yay, like James Schrader. Not that you're forking him, but you fork like...
You'd like to fork.
I fork in the manner of James Schrader.
In the manner of... In the way that you get a lot of pussy.
Yeah.
Because I've heard him say, I get a lot of pussy. I want to go up and say something in that same vein, like... That's like so, and he says it in a so not arrogant kind of way. Like, I get a lot of pussy, you guys. Like, it's just like.
Well, it's like, he has to say that because we're all thinking it. Like, he has to address it.
Just this like is the second time we've talked about James. We have no more James Schrader ever again on any recording
ever?
Device.
No promises. And even if it comes on the podcast, we cannot.
We are not referring to you in any way at all.
Jim.
there are like so many Jimmys, though.
There's James, Jimmy, Jim. And that's it. Those are the ones.
I've met so many James or Jimmys in San Diego. There are like tons. My cousin who lived in San Diego, his name is James as well. He's in prison, though.
Oh.
For robbing a bank.
Oh,
twist.
Yeah. How much money? He wasn't successful.
No, but I think he only got like $3,500.
Oh,
maybe. I don't know. Maybe I'm just like making that up. But you don't get a lot of money when you rob a bank.
Yeah, they don't have like thousands, like hundreds of thousands of dollars or anything.
I don't even think you get enough to like go and like, you know, live in an island or something somewhere. Yeah. You can't even go and live in the Philippines with what you get from
That's why you got to rob a casino.
Oh,
I saw the movies.
Yeah, Ocean's.
I saw them.
Ocean's
movies.
11. What's fucking
oh,
do?
Is that what
do?
It's called?
Yeah,
okay. I haven't actually. Seen it. I saw the trailer. I'm like, oh, that looks fun. Not for me though.
I feel like you know, with the whole spoon and fork thing, I think it'd be interesting to see who like decides to actually just commit to something like, or just have bathrooms that are soup and salad. And have people
we
figure
did
out,
do
like,
soup and
which,
salad, yeah.
Which one is male and which one is female?
God, I'm having a hard time deciding which I feel like would be female. Maybe the salad.
Well, I say it's the salad because the salad is what you put the dressing on.
Hey. Sexist. He's a dirtbag.
Brittany could not decide if she liked that joke, and then you're like,
way to pour your awkward juice all over it. Well,
I feel like really nauseous all of a sudden. Why would the soup be masculine?
It wouldn't be. I mean, it's. I don't know if I can think of a reason why soup is male. Weird question. But why is soup male?
Soup is male because it has chunks in it.
Yeah. Men are famous for having chunks in them?
Yeah, you guys.
You got your chunks, you know? We got a little. You know that thing you got right there? That's a chunk.
Protrusion.
I mean, I guess there's sausage in some soup. Specifically a sausage soup?
Sausage soup.
Yeah. That's the thing,
there,
right?
Is
maybe.
There a testicle soup? I think there is like a there's bowl, a, like a bowl testicle soup. Soup. Yeah. Boom, you guys are soup.
So one of them is a bull testicle soup, and the other one is a vagina salad. That way, well, of course.
Because in prison, when you get your salad tossed, that is when you go in.
I like that you think that people only toss salads in prison. Like, that's the only place where people perform analingus.
Okay, well, you know, I don't know what percentage it is. But what I'm saying is that the reference of tossing your salad.
Why
came
is it
from
called
prison.
Tossing your salad?
I have a question. Well, now I know Jake has never, because he's never even licked a vagina. But
we don't know that.
No, we know that. He has a disability.
We haven't even tried.
He has a disability. He can't stick his tongue out of his mouth.
Don't do that. That's as far.
That's literally as far as he
and
can
it hurts
go.
Him.
And
it
that's
hurts
painful.
Him.
That's painful.
Okay, wait. Okay.
She can't even think right now.
Can't process.
What is going on?
She just feels so bad for you right now.
She can't look at you.
She's... Okay, wait. Oh my
God. Do we need to take a break?
Yeah, we might need to take a break. It's just because just cannot.
That's how bad it is.
Oh, I need to.
Because of your tongue, I'm laughing because I was visualizing, and I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
It feels like an invasion of privacy.
Right? It is an invasion. It's an invasion. I'm sorry. But, I can't even look at you when I say this. But I'm just saying that there are some women that actually have their parts on the outside. Mm-hmm. And so you could work with that?
Yeah.
No.
Okay, that's it.
Just when you're searching on like OkCupid, just filter, just put that as the filter. Just long people with their
long labia majora.
Yeah, just
sure. Outer clitoral good.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, like, I can get it out, maybe I don't know a quarter of an inch or something, but that is actually painful if I do that for any amount of time.
Wow.
Because it's like my tongue. We already went over this on
the
episode.
Yeah, but the thing is, you can also use your lips. You don't have to only use your tongue.
Yeah, lick him with your
lips.
Honestly,
he's just really not trying hard enough.
Yeah, he's just a dirtbag.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like,
I have a disability.
You know, some people with disabilities try to overcome them and be stronger.
Amen, sister. Amen.
And I don't see you with a handicap plaque on your car yet. All right, so don't.
Is that the same joke we made over the last episode? I don't know if it deserved to be revisited, but fine, whatever.
You just gotta use your lips, like she says. Get your lips all spitty with your spitty lips, and then go to town.
And find a girl that has her parts on the outside.
Yeah.
I can't.
So, were you asking
me? I was gonna ask if you've ever performed analingus before.
Analingus, that's such a weird word.
Yeah, it's gross, right?
No, I haven't. I think it's... Okay, If I'm not going to put my penis in it...
That's true.
I'm not going to put my tongue in it, you know?
That's true.
I forget who it was, but I remember someone had, like... I don't forget who it was. It was Melody Mitzi Aaron, but she had this...
Are we going to have to edit her name out after you tell the story?
No, she's not going to listen. I don't give a shit about it.
Okay.
But she...
you just said her first and last name?
People are going to be Facebooking her.
Just call her M.
She was saying that kissing is dirtier than licking asshole.
What?
Bacterial wise?
I don't know. That's what her theory... This is the same girl who decided who warmed up her can of soup in the microwave. And I was like, there's not supposed to be any metal in there. She's like,
it's what a are can. You talking
about? Yeah. And like, you're not
cans supposed to have... aren't metal.
Like, you're not supposed to have stuff metal in the microwave. And like, that's a basic thing. She's like, weirdo. And she just continued to do
why
it.
Why are as you guys dating such up. Stupid
no,
girls
I wasn't
all the
dating
time.
This girl.
No, you, yeah, you with your slimy girl or whatever that was.
They went on,
I went on one date. And then I found out she was a weird...
Dating. That is
well,
one
date.
That's
not fair.
You don't know what other... who. If you dated her, you considered her. And whatever other people, what kind of other dumbass people are you considering? You,
she asked me out and I went on a date with her. Oh, that's and weird. Then I found out... Okay, yeah. Now you're on my side, right? Jesus. Then I went on one date and I found out, oh, you're a little weird for me. And then we never went on another date. I wasn't like blinded to her being a weirdo.
Okay. Have you ever had analings? Analings?
Performed on me?
Either
or
side.
Or either side.
I've never licked anyone's asshole before, but yes, I have had my asshole licked a few times. It's, I don't...
You don't
like it's
it?
One of those things, I don't dislike it, but it doesn't do anything for me, but... They always seem to like it.
Always. Multiple
I
people.
I said three times it's happened. I think it maybe with two different people.
Wow.
But it seemed like they were into it. So I was like, I mean, if you, like, if the.
I'm not going to stop you.
Yeah, if this is what you want to do, fine. It doesn't bother me. But also, I just will have you know that it's not, like, this isn't going anywhere.
Yeah.
And then we're not making out anymore. Yeah. So.
Ever. Yeah. Boy.
What about you, Jessica?
Oh, are we asking me?
Yeah.
Is that
you're
what
part
we're
of this
doing?
Conversation?
You don't have to answer, but
oh,
we did ask.
Okay. Let me think whether or not I would like to answer. Because I feel like the anus is kind of a, it's a extra.
It's extra.
It's extra.
It's like a, it's a nice extra.
It's a.
It's a special. You know, it's experience. Not something that you would do all the time.
Yeah, it wouldn't be on the menu for everyone, that's for sure.
No. I'm not going to answer, but I will say that I think that the important thing for me is, like, whether or not people are turned on. That mm-hmm. is, like, the important thing.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
So if someone is, like, really not into something, it's not sexy at all.
Yeah.
But if someone's really into something and really it's about like the energy that they put off. So that's what I'm going to say about that.
Okay.
That is totally reasonable and I totally get you.
Yeah.
Also, have you done anal?
I will talk about that.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Is that okay?
Because it made me like really angry. Like, okay, for, like, my boyfriend that I talked about when you guys were on the show.
Yeah.
The one from college who does meth now.
Mm-hmm.
He was really into anal sex. He, like, would ask about it all the time, sure. Needed to have it all the time. He was, like, he would be, like, oh, like, come on. And I'm, like, no, dude. Like, no, we're not doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that we did try, and it just, I was just, like, oh, God, get off me. Like, I hate you for even, like, asking me to do this.
Yeah.
Like. But I mean, at the same time, I was very young.
Uh-huh.
And then after that, I had a boyfriend several years later who would ask me about it all the time. He didn't want it because he was really into it. He wanted it because he wanted me to prove, which like, this is
ugh,
like, I'm
that's worse.
Like just thinking about it and just like going back to that experience, I am fucking seething on the inside.
To prove that you would do stuff.
Yes, prove my love to him.
Jesus.
Yeah, that's
which like ugh, he is one of the people that I like. He is, I mean, he might have ruined me for the rest of my life, like for the rest of every other relationship, because he was so horrible to me, like. Like, he was the one who said that I should dress that certain way and then would hold it against me that I'm easily influenced. You know? Like, he was fucking horrible in so many... Like, it's like when you let someone in and they go inside and they just rip it apart and they just, like, let other people come in. And like, you know,
you're so stupid for letting me in here.
Right. They just ruin it. They treat it. They, you let them in and they just completely do the absolute worst possible things that they could possibly do and allow, you know what I mean? Like, just, hey, everybody come in here and destroy this person's soul with me. You know, I'm not saying like he asked other people, but I'm just, you know what I'm saying? Like, he just was so disrespectful of what I'd given to him, what I offered to him, you know? And that was one of the things that I did to show how much I cared for him. And he totally did not deserve it, you know?
I mean, he sounds great. I don't know what your problem is.
He just, like, I mean, I know I feel things very deeply, but what I'm saying is that it's just like he, and I just continued to like go back and, well, he wouldn't leave me alone. Like, I told you that he's still my friend. He will not let go.
Yeah.
And it's like, I told you guys, I want to ask him, like, how do you think it is for me to be friends with you? You know, he doesn't care. Mm-hmm. But anyways, sorry, anal sex, yeah.
So yes, to summarize your answer, yes.
So I think that, I mean, for me, like, I never, ever, ever want to open myself to that level ever again. Which, I mean, there is such a thing as, like, you know, when you grow up the way that I did, you are not really allowed to have boundaries in a lot of ways. Mm-hmm. And so, and that was like a big thing, like not allowed, like powerless, you know? So you just give and you just, you know, you just, that's just it. You just keep yourself open for people to destroy your soul. And it's just, that's just the way that it is, you know?
Well, that's a pretty big thing to open yourself up to, though. I mean, the guy that I dated who was never particularly nice to me, like, this was probably the nicest thing he ever said to me. Like, after we had anal, he was like, promise me you'll never do that with anyone ever again. Right. And I was like, why? And he's like, because I felt so dominant over you that it would break my heart to think of anyone else doing that to you.
Ew.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah. It was,
that is horrifying.
Right?
No, but I can imagine that person saying something like that. You know, it's like, really, it's about me and it's about my power over you.
Yeah.
And my, and you proving yourself to me.
Yeah.
It's fucking evil. It's evil.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Has there ever been a time for you guys where you feel like, we're looking back, you realize that you were like a villain in the situation of a relationship?
No.
No? You didn't, can't think of a thing?
Uh-uh.
I can.
Yeah?
Well, that same boyfriend, the college one, when I was 20, we should call him B. I'm B.
Call him B.
We'll call him B.
Sounds cool.
B. You know, B.
Be so fly.
He was just very clingy, very clingy, and to the point where, I had dreams about, like, clammy, gray, like, fleshy spiders.
Ugh.
When I'm in my bed, because when I was little, I was scared of the dark, so I would, like, imagine that there was, like, a force field on my bed.
Mm-hmm.
They were coming from underneath my bed. So this fear is like from, it's just like, it feels so invasive. That's really what the dream is saying, that it feels so invasive and just like tons of them. And I can still, when I talk about it, I can see the dream and I can feel the fucking clammy hands on me. Because he was so, like, we would be standing right next to each other and he would pull me off of my balance, like close to him, because he needed to be close all the time.
Uh-huh.
But he was like homeschooled.
Mm.
So, you know, he wasn't socialized well, you know? Yeah. And he told me recently when we hung out that he was gonna kill himself at the end of the year if he didn't lose his virginity, because he was 20. No, I was 20, he was 19. So, but I was like, wait, like, whoa, dude. Actually, number one, 19 is like probably an average age for males, isn't that? Like, kind of average.
I don't really know. But I mean, that's makes sense.
That's so not crazy old, 19.
Yeah, exactly. Not
some
crazy
people
old.
Don't. People
and
are late bloomers.
He was homeschooled. So it's not like he had access to tons of chicks all the time, you know? He's like holding it against himself that he didn't get laid. And then, whatever.
The only woman you ever saw was your mom. Like,
I feel pretty good about not getting laid, yeah, actually.
He should be patting himself on the back, like, wow, I'm glad I resisted that temptation.
No, we should get into that later, though. I mean, like, telling you, no, creeps, creepsy. Like, you know how, like, you know there's this such thing as, like, emotional incest? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
A lot of it going on right there, probably.
Have you ever been villainous, Jake?
I don't know if I was the villain, but I do remember when I was, like, maybe 18 or something, I was in love with this girl who did not love me back. We were never in a relationship, but this other girl expressed interest in me, and I liked her, but I knew that I was already in love with somebody else. But I'm like, oh, maybe I just need to get that out of my mind and start going out with this girl. We went out for a few months, and it did not get any better for me. I was like, I still liked her. I thought she was great. But I couldn't stop thinking about this other girl.
I feel so sad for her already.
I do, too. I mean, I didn't... I would never have cheated on her or anything like that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, towards the end of the relationship, she was like, do you have a thing for this other girl? And I was kind of like, yeah. Yeah, I do. I'm sorry.
Wait, why did she ask you that? Like, what did she see, or what
maybe
was happening?
Maybe she saw you guys hug once.
Right? And you rubbed your groin on her.
Sexual hug. I hugged her for 25 minutes straight.
Right in front of everybody.
Yeah. I don't remember what it was. Maybe, I think, like, she called, that other girl called me, and it was just the way I talked to her on the phone.
She got all excited. Like, she called you after your phone, and you were like,
oh, it's Karen. Oh, thank God. She's calling me. Hold on a second, Susan. I need to talk to Karen right now.
Shut up, Susan.
Yeah, I don't. I think it was something like that. And then we had a serious talk where she was like, do you like this other girl? And I'm like, yeah, I do. And she's like, okay, well, we can't be together if you are with somebody else. And I was like, yeah, that's fair.
So did you ever make a move on the girl that you liked?
I told her that I was in love with her, which was a bad move.
Maybe a little strong.
Yeah. Well, I was 18. I would never do that now. I would never be in that situation now because I let, like, a fantasy relationship go on for several months. And I'm like, oh, this is going to be great.
Yeah.
Too bad she's just not interested in me romantically at all.
I've never done that, ever.
Never done what?
What a fantasy relationship go on in my mind.
Oh, I have to actively stop myself from doing it. Then you're just gonna, I only do fantasy relationships. Is there another kind? This other girl was also a fantasy. They're both fantasy relationships. I'm like, what if we go out and then she finds out that I'm secretly in love with Karen? Oh, she's going to be so heartbroken. If only she were real.
Fucking Jake, breaking hearts.
Yeah,
this guy.
Good for that girl, though. I'm glad she had enough self-respect to be like, we're over.
Yeah, I mean, I seriously considered lying to her as well. I could have been like,
because
I would have left.
I feel like a lot of girls would be like, fine, we can still be together, but just don't talk to Karen anymore. Which would never really solve anything.
No, that would have been... I mean, I literally had to stop seeing that girl for like 6 months to a year before I could even consider being a normal human anymore. Like, it was, oh man, that was bad. But if I had just asked her out on a date, it might have worked out great.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd have been like, hey, you know, we've been friends for a while, but I kind of have a little bit of a crush on you. You want to
get
coffee or something? You literally said, I am in love with you.
We got drunk.
Is this why you don't drink now? Really?
No.
Okay.
No. We were drinking. It was like New Year's Eve or something like that. And I was like, you know, I'm like in love with you. And she's like, Jesus. Ugh. Happy New Year. Because, yeah, and that's really unfair to her, like laying that on her. Because what could you possibly say?
Yeah, because even if I felt like maybe I kind of liked you or was deciding if I kind of liked you, and then you said, I'm in love with you, nope.
Yeah, of course.
I don't like you at all anymore. I've made up my mind.
Thank you. Well, I mean, if some girl that was like an acquaintance of mine told me,
I'm in love with you. I don't know. I have no idea how I would react. I'd be like, oh, cool.
So cool. A girl should not do that to you. Is that right? Is that what you're saying, Jake?
Should not like break down in tears and tell me that they're in love with me?
Right.
That's not the best way to do it.
Yeah.
Okay. It might work.
Okay.
Probably not.
Let me write this
so down. Listeners, okay. Ladies, ladies, if you're in love with Jake, that is not the way to go about it. Not,
I mean, first thing you want to do is show me what I've been missing with the blowjobs. Then we could talk about me being in love with you.
See what kind of creep this guy is?
Seriously, can you hear him? Who's a narcissist? Jake is.
I'm glad you answered your own question.
Jake just wants to get blowjobs while looking at videos of his own comedy or something.
That would be. Oh my god! Doesn't that sound like the best day ever, Jake?
Right? Yeah.
Like, oh man, no. I'm killing on stage. Also, I'm killing.
God, I could
in
not.
Receiving.
You're killing it.
Job.
Oh yeah. I'm doing a great job of getting head right now. How do I do it? I could never watch myself on stage. That would.
Oh, it's not that bad. When you're doing really, if you do bad, yeah, that's fucking cringing. But if you're doing really well, it's actually not that bad.
I don't think I'd be able to handle it.
What if you're doing mediocre and you wish that your jokes are better? That's
then it's okay. It's just okay. If you're doing bad, it feels bad. If you're doing good, it feels good. And if you're doing okay, it feels okay.
Yeah. I feel like
write that down. Let's write this down. Yeah, I couldn't. I would just feel so uncomfortable watching myself on stage.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I thought you were gonna say no. I'd be so uncomfortable if someone was giving me a blowjob while I was watching myself on stage. But no, just the on stage thing.
Right. Oh, but yeah. Still, no blowjobs. I'm not on board. I'm not sold yet.
Could you watch a live video of you getting a blowjob? Like us broadcasting.
Like why? Now, I'm getting a blowjob.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, there's only one way to find out.
Ladies.
Yeah.
Wait. I'm sorry. Okay. Sorry. No. I was going to say something mean.
No, please, go for it. Please do.
Like, do you get to have blowjobs if you're not going to overcome your disability?
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know that you're allowed that.
I'm allowed that.
I'm gonna tell every lady that you date, just so you know, ma'am.
Unless your genitals are on the outside, it's not gonna work yes, out.
And even then, Jake probably won't try. Yeah. So
that is so rude. Of course I would. If I was in a long-term relationship with someone, I would definitely get, and it was important to them, I would get that.
Spitty lips.
That's a lot of like criteria. Long-term relationship, they have to be into it. So if unless they would tell you, like if you would just have like a random hookup.
Yeah, a lot of women feel uncomfortable expressing things like that.
Well, guess whose fault bad communication is? It's their fault. I'm not saying that I have a part to play in this, but if somebody's not going to ever tell me that it bothers them,
well, here's the thing. Are you going to tell that person that's why you're not doing it? Because she might think that you just don't want to go near her vagina.
Of course I would tell her.
But everyone's going to know after this, though.
Yeah, I won't have to tell her after this podcast.
Everybody's going to know. Because
everybody's listening.
If you know, looks like a serious relationship, I'd be like, hey, by the way, I have this thing. I can't.
Don't even worry about it. Just bring her around me.
Yeah,
I'll make it known.
We'll tell her.
She'll know all of my faults immediately.
Do you know who you've chosen? Do you know? Let me go through the list.
Hey, Jake, stick your tongue out, buddy.
But yeah, no, I have no problem doing it, but I would need a reason to do it. That's all I'm saying.
But you know, I think that you could use your ears.
Just you think that'd be more effective than like fingers?
Just
really?
Lube up that ear.
You just like rub it on there.
The old lobe. Yeah, the old
a lobe job.
Yeah.
All right. Can we end it there?
Let's close that. Jessica, do you have any things that you want to plug in?
I would definitely like to plug my televised version of Funny Love. Televised.
Mm-hmm. Explain what this
YouTube
is.
It's going to be on HBO.
It's gonna be on HBO eventually. I know it is. Right behind Bill Maher, it is. It's going to.
No one's arguing.
Jake.
I was the one that suggested it in the first place.
So it's gonna start on YouTube, but the very first show that will be dropped on YouTube will have the porn star Danny Woodward and her friend Sammy to be announced. So I'm really excited about that, and Jake Disharoon will be on that show as well.
Can't wait.
So I'm really excited about that. That's probably somewhere around December 18th. So
right after my birthday.
Look for that. Yeah.
Happy birthday to me. The only thing I have booked right now is I was recently on an episode of Funny Love that you can go and listen to. Brittany and I were both on that. I'm going to be at Winston's in OB on December 27th, which is a Friday. Right at the end of the month. And also, Raul and I were on comics.comedy. So go and listen to that if the feed is live again.
It's not comics.comedy.
In case you are the one person in the world that would think that, it's not comics.comedy.
It's comics talk.
Comics talk comedy with Jeff Bilodeau.
And Jesse Egan as well.
But he wasn't there for that.
Yeah, well, yeah. But just saying the show. All right. Anyway.
Shout out to Jesse Egan. Is that what you're trying to say?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm going to be at the Comedy Store tomorrow.